falling into the water as the 1.6 mile long Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed in sections. One person pulled from the river is said to be in a serious condition. Alex Del Sordo runs a cafe on the harbour. He's been giving his reaction.
Terrifying, quite frankly. I think all of us are still shooken up right now. We're getting a really good vantage point from where we are, and it's terrifying. I drive on that bridge every single day.
The King's to make his first major public appearance since being diagnosed with cancer. Charles will join the Queen and other members of the royal family at church at St. George's Chapel in Windsor on Easter Sunday. Julian Assange will have to wait to find out whether he succeeded in avoiding being sent to the US on espionage charges. The WikiLeaks founder faces prosecution over the release of military and diplomatic records. But the High Court says an appeal against deportation can't happen until America gives certain guarantees, including ruling out the death penalty. Jennifer Robinson is the legal counsel for WikiLeaks.
The judgment today demonstrates that if Julian was extradited to the United States, there is a very real risk and concern that he will not be afforded free speech protections. This is a dangerous precedent.
The Foreign Office has summoned the Chinese chargé d'affaires. It's after Britain accused China-affiliated organisations and individuals of malicious activity against democratic institutions. Beijing says the allegations are fabricated. Papa John's is shutting around a tenth of its sites in the UK. 43 restaurants at the pizza chain will close by mid-May in locations said to be underperforming. Anyone who has been given a football banning order in England and Wales will have to surrender their passports in June to prevent them attending Euro 2024. Those who fail to comply face a hefty fine or up to 6 months in prison. That's the latest. Time, Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Faye. Well, it's still a lot brighter than they said it was going to be, but it is still expected to cloud over later this afternoon, without breaks of light rain developing. And that rain could get somewhat heavier for a time this evening before eventually dying out. We've probably already passed today's high of 12 and are now on the way down to the expected overnight low of 5. Although we're starting bright once again tomorrow, more outbreaks of light rain are expected during the course of the day, and the rest of the week looks pretty unsettled as well, with rain never far away. As for temperatures, these are likely to hover between 10 and 14 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Britain's award-winning Scott Ross.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jonas Brothers there, and Summer Baby. It's Scott Ross here with you with the second hour of Tuesday's 1-2-3 show. At about 2:30, Margaret Mills returns to tell us about a renowned judge who is based in Chelmsford. But first off, it's time for music from the New Radicals.
Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good songs.
This is
the show
that goes like this.
Phew, wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second.
Well, please note that Ben's show actually has moved. It's now between 8 and... between 10 and midnight and not between 6 and 8. We better get him to do a new promo for his show. Anyway, in the meantime, here's Noah Kahan.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. The memories of something, even smoking weed, is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I missed the way you laughed. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. The sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm spinning half, that'll have to do.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club, and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults, and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under-16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Remember this golden classic.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Ross.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
released in June 1986, Back in the High Life. It was the fourth solo album by Steve Winwood, and that spawned five hit singles: Higher Love, Split Decision, Take It As It Comes, Freedom Over Spill, The Finer Things, and of course that title track, Back in the High Life. And if you enjoy your music from the 80s, make a point of joining Xanthi Behrman for our 80s show, Greaties, here on Phoenix FM, which airs Sunday evenings between 8 and 10 p.m. Let's come a little more up to date right now with George Bone.
I don't want to wake up dreaming days for two. I wish I'd fallen in love, 'cause I got a plane ticket just for you. I tell you I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go,
taking a trip to Valencia.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, A127 eastbound, there's an abandoned caravan blocking one lane between Neverden Interchange for the A132 and the Fairglen Interchange at the A1245. In Malden, there's slow-moving traffic on the causeway northbound between Malden Bypass Full Bridge and the street. Here in Brentwood, the slow-moving traffic on Ongar Road, the A128, Shenfield Road, the A1023, and Ingrave Road, the A128, towards the High Street, and the A1023 at Wilson's Corner. No surprise at that, I guess. Thundersley, it's slow on Rayleigh Road northbound between Dawsheath Road and the Rayleigh Weir Interchange for the A127. Heybridge, it's slow westbound on Goldhanger Road and the street to the Causeway. And in Southend, it's slow moving traffic there on the A127 Prince Avenue towards Victoria Avenue Cuckoo Corner, and also slow southbound on Manners Way and Rochford Road to the A127. In Chelmsford, we have slow-moving traffic on Badder Road, the B1009 towards the Army and Navy roundabout. And in Colchester, it's slow southbound on the Northern Approach Road from Via Urbis Romani to North Station roundabout. We've still got the 40 mile an hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16. That's between Ingatestone and Gallywood. A road closure is affecting Ongar Road, the A128 between Bentley and Kelvin and Hatch. And in Billericay, you may encounter problems due to gas main work at Hicksters Lane and Kennel Lane. Pleased to say, can't see any problems at all on the C2C or Greater Anglia, but just know that the gents' toilet is not working in Shenfield. Other than that, that's all okay, and no problems either on the London Underground, which is great news. And coming at you like a bat out of hell, it's Meatloaf.
Tonight, there's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon, oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat. Gonna be some light, but I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone.
Like a sinner before the gates of heaven. I'll come crawling on back to you.
On 98FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Now, Margaret Mills is back with me, and last week, Margaret, you're looking at Queen Elizabeth's visits to Essex. And this week, you're going to be looking at Judge Tindall, who I'm ashamed to say I've never heard of.
Oh, well, shame on you.
Won't be the first time I've been shamed, I can tell
well,
you.
Well, he's subject to quite an impressive statue in Chelmsford,
right,
of the learned judge in Tindall Square. And he's, again, a very interesting local character. Born in 1776, mm-hmm, he was born in Molsham Street.
Yep.
And his father was a local solicitor. He was educated at King Edward's Grammar School. He then went on to Cambridge, and in 1810, he was called to the bar, mm-hmm, the law bar,
yes,
I hasten
yes,
to add, not the local public
yeah,
bar,
yeah, yeah,
and became a lawyer, eventually became a judge, and finally became Solicitor General.
Mm-hmm.
It's said that he could have got promotion earlier, but he was such a modest man that he kept being overlooked, mm-hmm, for it. But I think, you know, he's important not only as a judge and a very well-respected judge in his day, but also the fact that he had a real impact on changing the law of England in two main areas.
Mm-hmm.
One was the law of provocation, if a crime was committed, and the other related to insanity, if people were deemed to be too insane to be tried. It's said that he was known as an incorruptible judge, and that was something you couldn't say about many judges in the 18th century.
Oh.
However, it was said that he never took bribes, never showed favours, was totally impartial and took his job very, very seriously. So, yeah, he was very well respected. And I think the testament to that is when he died in 1846, they set up a public subscription to have the statue.
Oh, I see. Right.
Created. And
did he live in Chelmsford as well?
He did. He actually lived in Coval Hall.
Oh, right.
Obviously not there anymore.
No.
But he lived there with his wife and his four children.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently one of his sons became the rector of Chelmsford. So another bit of a claim to fame. But yes, the public subscription was amazingly well subscribed.
Mm-hmm.
And the statue that you see today was actually erected solely as a result of public donations.
All right, thank you very much indeed. Now I won't be able to say that I've never heard of Judge Tindall again, will I?
You certainly won't.
Right, so what are you looking at next week?
Next week I'm going to be looking at a lady who has a connection with High Laver, Abigail Masham.
I'm afraid to say I haven't heard of her either. So I will find out more. Like everybody else, next week. Thank you very much, Margaret.
Thank you.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM.
Just the music on the radio. No one's coming, no one's gone. The telephone, just me and you, and the lights down low. And we're slow dancing, swaying to music. Slow dancing, just me and my girl. Slow dancing, swaying to the music. No one else
us flow together when the lights are low. Shadows dancing all across the wall. Music's playing so soft and slow. Rest of the world so far away and small. When we're slow dancing, swaying to the music. Slow dancing, just me and my girl. Slow dancing, swaying to the music. No one else in the whole wide world.
And Tom McGrath saying, "Let's make love." A bit forward, if I would, I would have thought, but still, there you are. And before that, it was Johnny Rivers who was swaying to the music.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries, pictures for pleasure and profit.
So on Monday week, that's the 15th of April, the Billericay Horticultural Society are hosting a talk by Jim Buttress. All about 70 years of horticulture. It's taking place between 8 and 10 p.m. at the Chantry Centre, Chantry Way in Billericay. Cost of entry is £3. Visitors are welcome and refreshments will be available. You can get more information by going to the website billericay-horticultural-society.co.uk, or if it's easier, just go to our website, phoenixfm.com, and follow the links to local events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And this is Liam Gallagher.
Heaven knows how it grows. Phoenix FM.
Welcome to Synth City, every Tuesday night from 8 on Phoenix 98 FM. Join us for the very best electronic synth delights with your host, Rob Harvey. With fun conversation and great music, classic artists and new legends, all available on Phoenix 98 FM. So, that's Synth City with Rob Harvey on Phoenix 98 FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 777 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
The music sounds best on Phoenix FM. The Music Radio.
In the cool light of the dawn.
Yeah, Mike back there in Summertime City, which I think was the theme music for the BBC show's Seaside Special way back in time. But this is the new one from Busted.
Seen you lately, and that's okay. I know you're living life in your own way. I know it might be working out today. It might not be forever. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever. If I call you up in a minute, and even if you didn't hear it, would you hand me back when you see it? And one of these days just about wraps things up for me, Scott Ross. And today's 1-2-3 show. All being well, I hope to be back with you again on Monday from 1. Bob Simpson will be here tomorrow. Roy Tyzak will be on parade on Thursday. And Patrick Sherring will be doing the honours on Friday. But stay tuned now for Keith Rogers, who is once again deputising for Joe Bailey on behalf of St Francis Hospice. And will be aiming to see you safely home this afternoon on Drive. And don't ever forget that as you get older, it's the things you didn't do that you'll regret. We'll play out now with the Dandy Warhols, but from me, bye-bye.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.